a digital combat to bullying. I'm Michael Thomas Jr., and this is what you need to know. According to the Center for Disease Control, students who experience bullying are at an increased risk for poor school adjustment, sleep difficulties, anxiety, and depression. And students who are both targets of bullying and engage in bullying behavior are at greater risk of both mental health and behavior problems than students who only bully or are being bullied. But a new mobile application is helping students fight this and helping bridge friendly bonds among students into the lunchrooms of middle schools and high schools across the globe. The application is called Sit With Us, a mobile application that was established by a 16-year-old high school student whom, after years of facing abuse from fellow students and peers in the lunchroom and classroom at her school, she decided to take some action on her own. By using her tech-savvy prowess, she got together with her parents and decided to get together with some developers to create Sit With Us, and becoming its brand ambassador and creator after going public in September of last year. And since its initiation, it's been met and perceived with flying colors, being featured on major news outlets such as Good Morning America, NPR News, ABC World News, The Today Show, and countless major news outlets across the globe. Since its application took wave in the Apple's iOS store, Sit With Us has been received with positive reception, serving thousands of schools across the world. And Ms. Hampton's creation has been helping create positive influence for many students across the country and beyond to form friendships that avoid the hardships of being bullied for where you choose to sit at lunch, where often friendships are started and initiated in a school setting. So Natalie, for your application, Sit With Us, I know that you've developed and went live with this application in a matter of months, and if you can briefly describe how one might use it in a classroom setting and how classrooms and schools across the globe are adapting to the application.
To this day, we have around 70,000 users in 7 different countries worldwide. On a smaller level, I have been going around and speaking at local schools as well as installing it in my own school. So it is a part of the curriculum, and it's been adopted by schools around the world and around the country. And so we've been hearing from schools who have started Sit With Us clubs in all different states, and it appears to be running really well. And so I'm really grateful for that, that kids in other states have seen this story and picked it up and brought it to their own schools, as well as my efforts to bring it to schools around me. The way it works is when you sign up with your school and you create kind of like a Facebook-style profile page with a profile picture and a bio and everything. And then from there you can add friends and you choose whether you want to be an ambassador or not. And being an ambassador means that you will post lunches that are open to your entire school, and that anyone who tries to join your table is welcome. And from that point, you just record where you're sitting at lunch, and anyone who doesn't know who to sit with, they can open the app and see all the ambassadors' open lunches and choose one to join.
And Ms. Hampton and her initiative through the application Sit With Us has more envisioned in the near future, as they hope to be able to legalize things to be expanded and to be allowed into a classroom setting in even more countries, and available in the Android App Store. For the digital combat against bullying, I'm Michael Thomas Jr., and this is what you need to know on Radio Free Phoenix.